Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week two of the November 2015 celestial timings. And I misspoke at the end of week one saying that Venus was moving into Libra on November 7th. It actually doesn't do it until the morning of the 8th. And because Venus is the expression of the divine feminine, and Libra has a lot to do with relationship, it is a primary focus for Venus now as she moves into Libra. And Mars is moving into Libra this week as well, so they are going to be in that realm of what does it mean to be in conscious equal partnership between the divine feminine and the divine masculine. And in the culture, our current culture, that has not been a primary focus. It is changing. Yay, it's changing. But it is now, there's a lot of wounding there, a lot of wounding around how we do relationship, more hierarchical types of relationship. And we're returning to a time of recognizing that there's a lot to be gained from having relationships that are conscious, that are equal, that are not in a hierarchical position. And there's a lot of value that comes from that. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go. Anyway, on November 9th, the moon, a very waning crescent moon in the morning sky, will pass about 4 degrees from Libra, definitely, I mean from Spica, at 24 Libra. And that's the amplification of the mysteries of the star that most represents the divine feminine. And Venus will be catching up to this star by the end of the month. So pretty powerful time. And then on November 10th, we're going to have Mercury with Pluto around 13 degrees. And of course, the 13 degree mark, Pluto was at 13, about 13 and a half degrees at last year's exact Grand Cross. So this is always activating that. And Mercury is the messenger. So it's bringing awareness to what we still must dismantle in the old structures of our beliefs so that we can make room for new ways that are more sustainable and supportive. And this has a lot to do with what we believe, what we're communicating, what we think our truth might be. We talked a little bit about that. So this is already in week one when Venus was at the third gate speaking our truth. And Mercury, of course, has a lot to do with communication. So this is adding to all of that that I mentioned in week one. And so also the idea that if we are creating through what we are saying, our thoughts, words, and deeds, our thoughts, words, and actions are part of our creative power. So what is it that we're thinking, and what is it that we're speaking into, and what actions are we taking? And with the new moon in Scorpio on November 11th, at 9:47 a.m. Pacific time, so that's 11:47 a.m., 12:47 a.m. p.m. Eastern time, this is the time for planting seeds around what are the things that we are really most passionate and alive about. What actions are we going to take towards that? What thoughts can we think about that? What ways can we speak into that so that we're beginning to energize and move the energy, move that life force energy into really living what is most passionate for us? And it turns out that, of course, the new moon, as I mentioned in week one, the new moon, the Scorpio new moon is always the time of the celebrations of Lakshmi, the goddess Lakshmi, and the New Year's point in India called Diwali. It is the festival of lights, and it is a time where they have spent preparing by, cleaning up. You know, we could say the actual cleaning of the home, of like doing it, instead of doing a deep spring cleaning, they're doing a deep cleaning, preparing for winter. And so how can we do that in our own life? These are questions that we might want to tune into. Maybe it's not that we're doing the deep cleaning, maybe it is, but if we are, it's also how can we clean up our thoughts and our thinking and our and also our communication so that it is more in alignment with what is part of our passion and our divine destiny, what we're here to experience. And from Scorpio's point of view, it is always that whatever our destiny is something that is alive and energized and is helping us to feel more alive in the process. Then on November 12th, the moon will enter Sagittarius and pass Saturn. And so this is going to amplify the mysteries of Saturn in Sagittarius, an expansion of consciousness and new ways of experiencing the expansion of consciousness and our awareness into new territory. And also on November 12th, Mars will enter Libra. And this is the sign of it where it was when it began its journey almost, well over a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. And so this is again with Venus here, and they're also so still very close together, Venus and Mars in Libra, really focusing on the mysteries of partnership and relationship. And how can we do this in new ways? How can we do it in ways where it really honors and values each person in the relationship from a place that is not... I was going to say not hierarchical, but how, you know, I don't know what's the best word, that is equal, of equal value, maybe not the same, but of equal value. And then we have Friday the 13th. And of course, I always love Friday the 13th, and you can check out the article I've written about that, and always the idea that this was the most sacred day of the goddess. Friday is Freya's day, the Norse goddess Freya, and is Freya is the Norse name for Venus. So this is Venus's day. So it is a very special day to tune into and to honor and celebrate the feminine. As well. And on this day, Venus will be sextile to Saturn. And so this helps support Venus in her exploration of finding ways to do conscious equal partnership in new ways that are sustainable. But also helps, you know, from if we think of conscious equal partnership, this comes from people, from two people or two individuals that have a sense of who they are. They are sovereign within themselves. They don't need to be with somebody, but they choose to be with somebody because it helps them to know more about themselves. So that's pretty powerful. And then on November 14th, the moon will enter Capricorn, crossing the galactic cross. This is always an interesting time to tune in for the next couple of days as moon is in Capricorn. There's an opportunity to really pay attention to detailed work and what's the most effective and sustainable way to do what you do. Anyway, all right. So, and then on November 15th, that will end this second week. The moon is passing by Pluto. So when we see the moon with Pluto, it is always a time for amplifying the process of dismantling the old structures that do not work anymore and creating the space for the new structures to come in. There always has to be a death before a rebirth can take place, and Pluto's about that. So this is amplifying that intention. And so you can tune into what it is that is ready to die. What forms of your life? What ways have you been living your life? What beliefs have you had? What experiences ready to let be released at this time, to let go, to honor their gifts that they have brought you, and then to let them go so that you open the space for something new that is more supportive, more productive, more sustainable.